This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. I'm Mira Sivasothi. Elite senior marathoners may be giving their younger counterparts a run for their money. A new study published in the American Journal of Physiology examines if their impressive fitness has anything to do with their muscles not aging. And here to share how older persons can continue to remain active without injuries is Dr. Harjit Singh, consultant orthopedic surgeon. Welcome and Happy New Year. How are you today?
Oh, yeah. Happy New Year. There's a 3-week delay.
It's okay. It's still the New Year. Chinese New Year coming up. We usually get, you know, into full swing with life after Chinese New Year in this country, don't we?
Yeah, and then we stop for the next celebration.
Which is, you know, in this year it's only what, June, July, I think?
June or July.
Yeah, so anyway, just coming back to running, one of the reasons I picked this article is because I thought I couldn't figure out a more perfect individual to talk about this, simply because 70s and still running. It's something that I've observed even in the past. I could never understand how or why the older Punjabi men continue to run into old age. Tell me, please, why? Is it a genetic thing or what do you think?
I think you're talking about Fauja Singh.
Fauja Singh is just one person. Yeah. Just around me, where I grew up in Seremban, there were a few older men who, Punjabi men who ran. BFM was one of the sponsors in the Intermark race a couple of years ago, okay, where they, you know, ran up God knows how many flights of stairs, and an older Punjabi man. I took a photograph with him. He did it like it was nothing.
Yeah, he was running up like a rabbit, I guess.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's age is to a certain extent just a number. So if you look at these people who continue to stay active as they age and they get older, they have a very positive outlook towards life. Okay, and then they are very mindful that a healthy body ensures that they continue to have a healthy mind. Now, if you ask me whether there is a genetic element to it, I mean, it's easy to pick out your genes for everything that you do, intelligence, health, your social skills, sometimes a particular skill that you have. But the way I look at it, the worst thing that a person growing older can do to him or herself is to be sedentary. Because when you are sedentary, your muscles and body parts, they tend to just get weaker and waste away. And with that, there is replacement of the muscle with fat. Although this is reversible if you continue to be active. So if you're active, you also realize that you have higher energy levels. And it's probably not so much about the number, it's just about the person.
According to the journal, the article in the American Journal of Physiology, elite runners do not experience the muscle weakening associated with aging as non-athletes do. How does running slow the muscle weakening process?
Yeah, so if you're not sedentary, you continue to keep the muscle and the body in optimal functioning capacity. So although we know that with aging, the body does, there is wear and tear going on, the muscles tend to weaken up, but being active allows it to be controlled to a certain extent. So much so that if you are aging and you are conditioned well, you exercise well, you are definitely better off than someone who's younger and sedentary. So it's actually the science beside it is, if you're active, you're doing good to the whole body.
And does it necessarily mean, or it almost means all the time, that as you age, you will start to run slower? Why?
Okay, that's a very, very good way of discussing this. Now, we have to be mindful that there are changes in the body as we age. But we also have to be mindful that that does not mean that we just wilt and die off. So we know that if we were active when we were young and as we get older, probably our capacity for exercise would not be as it was when we were 20 years old. We do need to remember that apart from the muscles not being as good as they were, our recovery rate is also slower. So, okay, let's take like runners. Okay, now, they probably do better with these longer distance runs instead of sprints, because we know that the recovery is slower and it's better for these kind of longer distance running. The second thing is that we know that the breaks that they need to take between events or between training bouts is probably longer to let the body recover. And if we have been running, even a marathon causes injuries to the muscles and the body parts. There's a lot of inflammation in the muscles, and the recovery period is required to get back your mojo, so to speak. So I think if you are getting older and you remain active, yes, you would be slower, but you definitely be better off than somebody younger who does not exercise and is not conditioned well.
Let's talk about Forjah Singh. I mean, I think he made headlines when he started running at the age of 89. I mean, he wasn't a runner before. He was very much in a farmer back in India, a child who only walked at the age of 5. He had very weak legs. Became and to be known as the turbaned tornado because he started running at 89, which a lot of people say is impossible. How did he manage that?
Okay, so he's a late starter.
Absolutely, 89. So I almost felt embarrassed reading this.
I think if you put an age then in his scenario, that when is it too late to run? So it's never. He answers that question very eloquently. I did not get a chance to meet him when he came down, but a lot of friends of mine met him. They took videos, they took pictures, but they asked him questions, and if you look at the way he answers it, you know that this guy still has spark for life. You know, there's that funny twinkle, very cheeky, tongue-in-cheek kind of answers. So you know that he's got this whole positive, healthy package going on. So,
having said that, I mean, the reason he discovered running is because he was emotionally down and out before that. I mean, he lost his wife, he lost his son, he almost gave up. And running, he says, brought a lot of this sense of purpose and peace for him.
I think a lot of, forget about only running, but I think exercise itself will free your mind. It gives you some time to be with yourself. Then you can, you know, while running or listening to music while running, you can also think a lot. And apart from the physical benefits, you also get mentally quite healthy. And a lot of us think that, you know, running is boring, running is a chore. It depends on your level of excitement. If running is your drug, then you are going to be hooked on it very, very fast. If it's not, it's never going to be. It's just like golf or any other game. So it's either you're going to do it or you're not. But the main thing about running and exercise is that you don't need so much of preparation to run. All you need is a good pair of shoes, being very modest in the way you start. That means starting slow and building up. And the whole world is your track. You can just run anywhere. Just be mindful of the traffic.
Of course. And you were talking about, you know, it takes, you don't overdo it in terms of spacing yourself out from one marathon to the other, for an example. He completed 3 marathons in the space of 6.5 months. Isn't that a lot for a man who was, what, at that time, I think he was in his 80s. At 92, he completed 3 marathons in the space of 6 months, 6.5 months. Isn't that a lot?
You see, I have been floated the question of, okay, is he genetically programmed to be able to do this? Okay, mind you, he started late. I'm sure he also trained quite a bit. He didn't just get up and decide, okay, I want to run. Yeah,
yes,
so you have a trainer. You structure it well enough to make it safe, so that you don't get injured and this doesn't allow you to contest on, because the recovery period can be longer. So 3 marathons in 6 months, it's a lot. It's a lot, but he did it. Maybe he's special.
Right. He's probably special. Not really the norm. Okay, let's talk about diet. He was vegetarian. He is vegetarian. Does that play a role?
I, You see, they always say, I mean, we always say that nutrition is important. Now, you can get all the nutrients and have a good balanced diet, even if you're vegan or vegetarian. It doesn't really matter. The idea is that you have to tailor your diet to obtain enough calories and energy to burn. So if you don't take enough protein and you are doing some weight work, I don't think it will work. So you have to always nutrition, your diet, the attire that you wear, the mindset that you go into running or exercise is all very, very important.
So realistically, if you are running now and you continue to run into your 70s and 80s, you can continue to run forever. However, you need to adapt a little to fit your age.
Yes, I think that's a very nice way of putting it.
Okay, so yeah. It's all not doom and gloom as you grow older then.
No, definitely not.
Sometimes it's just you having to have that realization that you are older and you are no longer
able to
compete. I know my father struggled with that. He moving into the veteran side took him a long time to actually get used to playing tennis amongst the veterans.
Yeah, I think it's not about getting old. You probably getting a bit more mature. So you see, you have to understand that you will have gained experience in that particular sport, say tennis. Okay, although you're slower, your anticipation is probably better. You know where the next stroke is going to go, and you probably compensate for that half a second lack by being there half a second earlier. Okay. So it's fine.
Okay, so it compensates. That's a nice way of putting it. We're discussing 70s and how you can continue to run into old age with Dr. Harjit Singh, consultant orthopedic surgeon. Up next, what about recovery? What about your can you sort of, does gender make a difference? I don't see Punjabi ladies running for some reason. We'll come back and find out next on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon and welcome to the show. I'm Meera Sivasothi. With me for his monthly show, Dr. Harjit Singh, consultant orthopedic surgeon. We're discussing running in your or into your old age. Should you slow down? What are the modifications you need to do? Or how should you change your way in approaching the sport and not give it up completely? We discussed Forja Singh, who's 104 right now. And you know what? I thought he hung up his running shoes, but he ran the Mumbai Marathon just very recently. It's something that you just can't give up, can you?
It's like a drug.
It is, absolutely. And I was saying, okay, does gender make a difference? And as I said, I don't see the Punjabi ladies running.
Easy answer. I don't think gender makes a difference at all. Although we have to be mindful in sporting events where there is a strength element to it, probably the men are going to be a bit stronger. But running, endurance running, I don't think there is a difference between gender. It does not mean that if you're male, you're going to be a better runner than female. I can name a million females who are better runners than I am. So I think gender is no.
But into running into old age, do you think the females, it would make a difference to the females?
Not at all. I don't think so. There are differences in probably bone density. Women after menopause, they tend to have a lower bone density because of osteoporosis. And with weight-bearing exercises, brisk walking and running included, you actually maintain that density at an optimum level. You get to keep it and don't lose more. So I think running is a very good exercise for women. And as they get older, the pace would probably drop just like that of older men. But I don't think there's a difference as they age.
What does running seem to be the sports where senior athletes excel in? Is it because it's more accessible? Is it because, I mean, I don't really see older people on a competitive level in sports like tennis?
I would probably bring out the accessibility to running. It's easy to start. There are a lot of people running and all you need is a good pair of shoes and you can start off. If you start off at an older age, it's also prudent to get a doctor to take a look at you and make sure that you're not going to drop dead when you run. There are also the American Association of Sports Medicine. They actually say that if you are hypertensive, if you're diabetic, just go get checked out to make sure that those things are okay before you start running. And if you start at an older age, start slow. Start slow, get your attire and footwear right, eat well, have very sober expectations and targets. And although I think having a competitive element is important, I feel in running, the competition is within you. It's with yourself. It's your solitude time. And it's also you are challenging yourself as much as the other people you run with.
Aging is a very natural process. But why is it some people age better than the rest?
I think these healthy decisions have been made long before. They have conducted themselves properly when they were young. They probably exercised, ate well, managed stress appropriately, had a good work-life balance, and it shows as they grow older. Mm-hmm. And we meet them when they are older thinking that, hey, you know,
these I want to be like him.
Yeah, I want to be like him. But there was a lot of work that that person did even earlier.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I look at Lim Soon Heng, our producer, and I want to be like him when I'm in older age. I mean, remarkable.
But
absolutely.
But you look at him. I mean, if you listen to him, you probably think he's 40.
Absolutely.
Because it shows in everything that he does,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, he's fit. His mindset is young. You know,
Yeah. He's
open to ideas. He's open to exploring. And all of that goes back. It's a reflection.
Yep. It does.
Sometimes you said it's a competition within your mind, with yourself, but could that demoralize an older person?
Yeah, so the way to look at it is you understand that you are doing it for the health benefits, firstly, and anything else that you define it as second or third. So if you do it that way, then you look at challenges in a very positive manner. You have to understand, if your timing was X at the age of 30 and you're still running at the age of 70, you should not use that as your target. I think your goals, your expectations should change. You then use exercise and running or tennis, anything that you do, as a way of keeping fit, as a way to socialize with your peers and people who are younger, and also to free the mind, so to speak.
Okay. We always hear, especially with older people, running is bad for your knees. How true is that? I mean, running is bad for even younger people, you know, as far as your knees are concerned, because you're over, as you said, if you do not mix your sports, you are overdoing some joints continuously, and that could be detrimental in the long run. So what about older people?
Okay, this is the way I look at it. If you exercise a particular part over and over again, whether it's tennis or in the gym or running, you are going to be prone to overuse injuries. But having said that, we know that if you run on a hard surface, of course, the loading on the knee joints, for example, is definitely higher. Okay, it would be better to run on softer surfaces. Like if you run on a treadmill, there are soft tracks where there is a give when you run, and that's a softer surface that protects you. But having said that, you shouldn't think that, oh, I'm older now, I shouldn't run. If you are conditioned well, you have, you know, you're not overweight, you wear the appropriate shoes, you run within your limits on a terrain which is friendly to you, I think all this wear and tear and injuries will be kept at bay to a certain extent.
What are potential injuries?
I mean, if for runners per se, okay, of course, you can get the usual muscle fatigue, shin splits, and as you are older, you may get cartilage injuries or a small meniscus injury easier than a younger person. But that normally happens if you overdo things from the word go. You don't start slow and build up. And you also try to compete at a level that you're not prepared for. So I think if all being thought of and modified, that means you keep mindful that I've got a good pair of shoes, I'll start slow, I will listen to the signals. If something aches more after the run, probably I'm doing something wrong and I go see someone who can fix it.
What do you say to people? And I get very, very angry when people say this to me, people my age in their 40s coming and saying to me, Haya, painful la, Lizzie la. Old already la. How do you speak to these people? You're in your 40s. They think they're old. Mm. And hence the aches and pains are creeping in. They don't exercise. How do you get them to get going and to understand you're never too old for this?
Okay, you can introduce them to Forja Singh. But
let's say I'm not 89 yet.
Yeah, I think you cannot shove ideas down people's throat anymore.
Can't, but how do you educate them?
Yeah, there are only two ways. There's the easy way and the hard way. A lot of people, when they say that they are old and they feel that exercising is inappropriate, then they have a health scare and everything falls in place. They start exercising and they are fine. That's the cold turkey, hard knock kind of way. But the other way is that they meet people who exercise, who then encourage them. And it is difficult when you start, because that's the time that, you feel that, people are doing it so much better and you are not, and you're just wasting your time. But after you realize that, you sleep better, you get up, you feel refreshed, exercising, gives you a high, then I think they will just continue. If you're just going to drag them and say, no, you must exercise, I don't think it works.
The lip service never helps. How do you know if running is right for you?
I think it has to excite you, like anything that you do in life. You run if it makes you want to run the next few days and you get a high doing it and you start reading about it to improve yourself, running technique, breathing techniques. You then pick the right food, and it becomes like a part of your life. It's a wholesome thing. Then you are going to be a good runner. Now, you have the other group who can't understand why people run. Mm-hmm. So, running is probably not for them. They probably do well in cycling or swimming. Cycling is the other one that everybody is getting into.
Yes.
And, some do both. But I notice some people, they try running, it's not for them. Then they do cycling and they get hooked on.
Can you cycle into older age? Are there any deterrents?
Yeah, because these are the moderate level exercises. Okay, so
in
swimming.
In a way, a notch below running. Not as exerting?
Of course, it also depends on the intensity that you do. I have friends who do downhill cycling. I mean, you have to be wired a bit differently, I tell them.
What is that? But how do they come back uphill?
Oh, I mean, they either drag the bike up, okay, and then they just come down at breakneck speed. They dislocate everything. But most of the time, they're okay. Now, you have that is
That's
intensive. Okay, and then
that's an adrenaline rush they're looking for.
Yeah, so that's their ganja, that excites them. So, and then there's the moderate cycling that most of us do. Some low hills, and so those are moderate level, just like brisk walking, low level running. So that's very, very good for cardiovascular fitness.
I see a lot of people in the corporate world going into running today in younger age. And if you say cycling, that's probably it. That's probably an area as well. Do you think running and cycling will continue to be the go-to sports in amongst the older athletes, or as this group continues to grow older?
I think people realize that we need to manage life after work, and we need to manage stress at work. And I think exercise is a good outlet. Previously, we finish work, we go have a drink, but we realize that we're not going anywhere doing that. So we start exercising, and then we meet like-minded people who also see this as a way out from our stressful lifestyle, and it works. It works.
It's also the social connections you make.
Yes.
Which, makes a huge difference. I think the largest Harvard study that over 75 years recently that has been released shows very clearly that the social connections you make are the ones that help you live longer.
Yeah, because if you meet people who are positive and like-minded, you just become... For example, your brother-in-law, Thiru.
Yes.
He's running up hills, down hills, under hills and bushes. So I always laugh. I say, what are you trying to do?
It's probably a midlife crisis.
He's way beyond midlife. I hope he's not listening to this. But you look at that. You know, you then... He's a medical doctor, so you're able to also contribute to the group on a bit of hints, the medical part of it, and they can contribute on intensity, how, you know, terrain, and so, you know, you really contribute and the group gets enhanced.
I always feel reassured when he's around because you have a medic with you on standby in the event anything goes wrong. So what should be the priorities for an older runner?
I think... The health benefits should be the priority. It's a very good mode for muscle and cardiovascular fitness. The second part is the social part of it. You know, I'm not saying like the hashing part or whatever, but you know, the social interaction allows you to also feel younger and be younger for a longer time. And the third part is that you have to have an interest in doing it. So you choose something that interests you, so that you will have consistency in doing it and you do it for the longest time.
It's the new year and we're coming up to Chinese New Year as well. And I know a lot of people are still making New Year resolutions as far as...
And breaking them.
Yes, not so soon. March is not here yet. And I'm sure running is going to be one of the resolutions for many of us. Would you have advice?
Yeah, I would say that I've already said that, you know, the world is your track. Get a good pair of shoes. I think... starting correct is very, very important. So you need to understand, you need to warm up well, do the exercise, warm down, get the appropriate pair of footwear. And when you start, start slow and build up. And if you're not sure, you can get an experienced runner to guide you, although you shouldn't then, you know, go straight to his level of goals, and the good ones will actually guide you well.
Your message to the older runner?
Enjoy yourself. Please run. Please exercise. Stay safe. And I think be healthy.
Thank you very much for joining us today. Dr. Harjit Singh, consultant orthopedic surgeon, on the topic of being in your 70s and continuing to run on the bigger picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.